Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
If you find any lost golf balls on the course, don't pick them up till they stop rolling.
Who do you think I am, Eddie Haskell?
Sure, Wally. Beaver's caddied before.
Yeah, but I thought he might forget some of the rules or something.
Well, I hope you caddy for someone who's nice and is a gentleman.
Gee, Mom, I don't know if there'll be enough gentlemen to go around.
The caddy master tells you who you're going to get.
Yeah, I might even get stuck with Dad. What I mean is,
Beaver, I'm sure you won't get stuck with me because you're going out this morning and I'm not playing till this afternoon.
Oh, well, I didn't mean stuck, Dad. You see, what
well, sure,
I meant
Dad,
was,
He just meant that if he caddied for you, he wouldn't get a big tip. Well, I mean, it's a lot easier caddying for strangers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You'll be packing Mr. Langley and you'll take Mr. Howard. Their bags are right outside the pro shop and they'll see you on the first tee as soon as they finish breakfast.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
I sure hope they have something for breakfast that agrees with them.
How come?
Well, because there's nothing like indigestion to cut down on the size of your tip.
Look, what if you gave me two strokes on the side?
Nothing doing, Ken. You were all for this bet the other night in the locker room, and that's what we agreed to.
Okay, okay. Lead the lamb to slaughter.
I have my driver, son.
One driver, coming
I'll
out.
I have mine, too, young fella.
Yes, sir, Mr. Langley.
Say, you've caddied for me before, haven't you?
Yes, sir. You said you'd never forget a handsome face like mine.
Your name is?
Beaver.
Beaver, of course. I remember telling the caddy master that you're one of the sharpest caddies around here. I think you and I are going to get along just fine, Beav.
Yes, sir.
All right, you go ahead and take the honors.
Okay.
Beaver, look, you keep score for us. You look like you might be an A-Math student. Probably planning to be a space scientist, huh?
Yes, sir. But play for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Nice shot, Art.
Yeah, felt pretty good.
Down the middle.
My brother-in-law's politics.
Oh.
It was a good putt. That's good, Ken.
Thanks.
I had six, Beaver.
I had a 6-2, Beaver.
Well, I thought you had a 7.
No, Beaver, I had a 6. I may be bad, but not that bad.
I guess I must have miscounted someplace.
Rutherford was supposed to pick you up a half an hour ago.
Oh, he called. He's right on schedule, late as usual.
Honey, while you're waiting, do you suppose you could do something about straightening out that curtain rod in the dining room?
Some other time, June. I've got my putting touch just about perfect, and I don't want to do anything to throw it off.
Oh.
Which curtain rod was that?
I'll show you.
Say, Dad?
Yeah, Wally?
Mr. Rutherford just drove up. He told me to tell you to hurry it up. You're late.
You're late?
Well, Fred has a way of phrasing things, so... I'm sorry about the curtain rod.
Have a good game.
Yeah, thanks.
See you, Dad.
Hey.
Wally?
Yeah, Mom?
Maybe you can fix the curtain rod for me.
For sure, Mom.
Well, it's right here in the dining room. It got bent somehow.
Wally, Eddie Haskell and Lumpy are outside. They said that you promised to go somewhere with them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Say, Mom, about that curtain rod.
It's all right, Wally. You go ahead.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
All right.
Say, maybe you could look up in the yellow pages under curtain rod unbenders.
Six, Beef.
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Howard taking that hole, Beaver?
A six, the same as you.
Oh, I had a five, old buddy.
Oh, no, sir, you didn't. You see, I double-checked it. It took two shots to get out of the rough, and...
I had a five, Beef. That electronic brain of yours must be slipping a cog or two.
Yes, sir, a five.
Congratulations, Ken. You did it.
That's the first time I've ever beaten you, Art. I guess the old pro will out when the chips are down.
I'll settle up with you inside.
Fine. Well, here you are, Beaver.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I'll take that scorecard. I may want to frame it for my trophy room. Oh, and by the way, drop my clubs off at the pro shop on the way out, will you? What's the matter, Beaver?
Nothing.
Here, maybe this will make you smile.
Well, thank you, sir, but...
We'll go around real soon again, Beaver. Don't go running off to Las Vegas and spend all that money, huh?
No, sir.
Beeb, look what I got, a whole dollar tip. It's
pretty good.
How much of a tip did you get?
$5.
$5? Wow. What'd you do, tee up the guy's ball for him in the sand trap?
No, I didn't do anything. But he did plenty.
Huh?
The guy I caddied for cheated.
He cheated?
Oh, he didn't cheat a whole lot. He cheated just enough to win.
That's all you gotta cheat, just enough to win.
I thought only kids cheated when they played games.
Look, Beef, it's just a game, and you got a $5 tip, so what are you moaning about?
I don't know, I feel funny. Well, just like I cheated.
Look, Beef, all you did was write down the score the way the guy told you to, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what he paid you for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you are. If you hadn't done what he paid you for, then you would have been cheating. You're in a clear, Beef.
I still feel funny.
Listen, Beef, for $5, you can afford to feel funny.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, take a look at that curtain rod now if you want me to.
Oh, it's all right. I took care of it.
You mean you straightened it yourself?
No, I solved the problem by bending the other one. Now both drapes hang the same.
Hi, Mom. You're a genius.
Well, hi. How'd the caddying go?
It was okay.
Well, doesn't sound too happy about it.
Well, we probably had to caddy for a woman. I mean a duffer. Woman.
I understood you, Wally. Ahead and eat. I'm going to wait for your father.
If he's playing with Mr. Rutherford, Mom, you might have a long wait.
Oh? Ward?
Hi.
How was the game?
Oh, it's pretty fair.
Did you beat Mr. Rutherford, Dad?
Yeah, I managed to take old Fred today.
Oh, boy. That probably means Lumpy won't be able to go out this weekend.
Oh?
Yeah, every time his dad loses at golf, he takes it out on Lumpy.
Well, I'm sure my golf game today is not going to affect the internal affairs of the Rutherford household. Say, I would have been home a little earlier, but there was quite a bit of excitement in the locker room. You know Art Howard?
Yes, slightly.
Yeah, well, he plays a pretty fair game of golf. But today, Ken Langley, who's never beaten him before, took him by 3 strokes.
Oh.
And won a $500 bet.
Wow.
That's an awful lot of money.
It's the biggest bet I can ever remember at our club.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, I'll run upstairs and get cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm playing darts.
Now, you're not playing. You're just going through the motions.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to tell you. It's something that happened at the golf course. The guy I caddied for, he cheated.
Cheated? Well, what did he do? Use a hand meshy out of the rough or something?
Worse than that, he made me write down the wrong score. And you know that guy that Dad was talking about? Won the $500? That's the guy.
You mean you caddied for him? Are you sure he cheated?
I know he cheated. And he knows I know he cheated. That's how come he gave me a $5 tip.
A $5 tip? Hey, Beef, how come you didn't say something before? That's a gasser.
Didn't sound so gassy at the time. That poor Mr. Howard, he's out $500. Wally, shouldn't I tell somebody?
I guess you probably should.
Well, I could tell the pro at the country club.
Yeah, you could tell him, but you know what he'd do?
What?
Well, he'd probably have Mr. Langley kicked out of the club.
No fooling?
Oh, sure, you've seen those movies on TV where the guy cheats at cards, they have him kicked out of the officers' club, and then nobody in the whole army ever talks to him again.
Yeah, they do that to George Sanders all the time. Could it really happen to Mr. Langley?
Well, sure. What about his wife and family?
Huh?
Doesn't his son Bradley go to your school?
Yeah, he's in my class.
Yeah, well, it'd wreck his life, too.
Well, gee, Wally, just opening my mouth could wreck a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. You got a hunk of dynamite on your hands.
I don't think I can tell anybody, Wally.
I know what you mean.
Boy, Mr. Langley's the one who cheated. I'm the one who feels bad.
Yes, young man.
Well, I'd like to see Mr. Langley, please.
Do you have an appointment?
Oh, no, ma'am. Is he a dentist or something?
Well, no, but he's quite busy. Couldn't you tell me what it's about?
No, ma'am, I couldn't do that. But I have to see him. It's important, real important.
Oh, I see. Just a moment. You're Mr.?
I'm not Mr. anybody. I'm Theodore Cleaver.
Mr. Langley, there's a Theodore Cleaver here to see you.
I think he knows me better as Beaver.
Oh, Beaver! Well, I have all this work to get out before I leave, Dorothy.
Well, he says it's very important, sir. Something about caddying for you last Saturday?
Oh, yes. All right, send him in.
You can go in, right through there.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Well, hello, Beaver.
Hello, Mr. Langley.
What can I do for you?
Well, first here.
What's that for?
That's the $5 you gave me for caddying for you.
Yes, I know. I wanted you to have it. You did a good job caddying for me. Like I tell everybody, you're the best caddy at the club.
Yes, sir. But when I took that money, I didn't know you had that $500 bet with Mr. Howard.
Well, I guess everybody has heard about that. It's quite a match. I was very lucky. What's the matter, Beaver?
Well, on the way up here, I thought of a lot of nice, polite ways to say it. But I can't think of any of them now. You cheated.
Cheated?
Yes, sir. On a lot of the holes, you made me mark down the wrong score.
Beaver, have you told anybody about this?
No, sir. Because I didn't want to get you kicked out of the country club.
Look, Beaver, I admit I fudged on the score a little. But I had a reason. Maybe if I explain the circumstances to you, you'll understand. You see, this old goat Howard has beat me every single time we've ever played. The other day we were in the lounge and we were talking when this bet came up. I guess maybe I'd had a few too many. You know how that is.
No, sir, I don't.
No, of course you don't. Well, anyway, there were several other club members there, and I didn't want to appear cheap and back out of the bet, so I went ahead and played him.
Yes, sir.
Well, $500 is an awful lot of money, Beaver, and I just couldn't afford that much at this time. So I maneuvered, should I say. You don't understand, do you, Beaver?
No, sir, I don't. I was always taught not to cheat. And a lot of times, well, I wanted to, but I didn't. I can understand when a kid cheats, but not a grown man. I guess if you want to cheat, that's your own business. But you shouldn't have done it in front of me and Gilbert. It's just one of those things grown-ups shouldn't do in front of kids, like eating with a knife or something.
Couldn't afford to lose that much money, Beaver.
But could you afford to win it if you had to win it that way?
Look, Beav,
Well, and what about your son Bradley? He's in my class at school. What would you do if you caught him cheating?
I guess I'd be very upset. You're right, Beaver. But look, I can't just walk up to Mr. Howard and give him the money back.
Yeah, but can you keep it when you practically stole it?
Well, I have an idea that might straighten things out.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's just an idea I had. I'll need your help, Beaver. Will you help me?
Yes, sir, I guess so.
Could you caddy for me next Saturday?
I don't know if I ever want to caddy for you again.
I can't say as I blame you for that. Look, if I guarantee you that this will straighten everything out.
Okay, sir. But I sure hope it does. Because every time I look at Bradley, I sure don't want to feel funny.
Beaver, I promise you, you won't.
Okay, Whitey, but if you see the knucklehead, send him home, will you?
Wally, that's no way to talk about your brother.
Well, gee, Mom, I got Whitey up from the dinner table. I can't exactly call Beaver a genius. Oh, yeah, sure, Whitey. Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, Beaver, where have you been?
Well, I had some business to attend to.
What kind of business?
I'd rather not say.
Oh?
Oh, but it's not the kind of business where I'm in trouble. It's the kind of business where somebody else is in trouble.
But did this business that you have to attend to work out all right?
Well, it might have. And then again, it might not have. I'll have to wait and see.
Well, Beaver, the next time you're late getting home, you phone like you're supposed to.
Yes, sir. I think I'm going to go upstairs and get washed for dinner.
You going to cross-examine him at dinner, Dad?
No, I don't think so.
That's good, because you might find out a whole lot of stuff you wouldn't want to know about.
For another $5 tip.
How come?
Well, I heard Mr. Langley telling you you could keep scoring him.
Yeah, I know, but...
Hey, you look awful funny. What's going on?
Well, I don't know right now, but if I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Nice shot, Art.
Yeah. But you're still 20 yards ahead of me.
I feel real relaxed today.
Five.
I had a six, Beav.
Well, no, sir, Mr. Langley. You had a five, the same as Mr. Howard.
No, Beav, I had a six.
Oh, well, sir, I know, but...
Six, Beav.
Yes, sir, a six.
glad did it, Art. You've got your money back.
That's tough luck, Ken, but that's the way the divots fly.
Well, Gilbert, everything worked out okay.
But your guy lost.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it neat?
Oh, I get it. You and Mr. Langley doctored the score so Mr. Howard could win this time.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, Beef, I'm going to give up this caddying business.
How come?
I figure the less you have to do with adults, the better off you are.
Yeah.
Beaver, you mean you walked right into Mr. Langley's office and told him right to his face that he was a crook?
No, I just told him I knew he cheated.
Didn't you think of the consequences?
What are they?
He could have gone ape. He could have thrown you out of his office, punched you in the nose, called the police and had you arrested for defamation of character, and everything.
No fooling?
Sure. Boy, I didn't think you had that much nerve.
Neither did I. No, Wally, I'm glad I don't know as much about life as you do. Otherwise, I'd be the biggest chicken in the whole world.
One of DeMond Wilson's very first roles was in an episode of Norman Lear's All in the Family as a guy who drove Archie Bunker nuts. Later that year, when Lear was looking for a guy to drive Fred Sanford nuts, he knew just whom to call. Stay tuned.